Hi, and welcome to the Changing Perspectives Podcast, the show where we discuss a variety of topics, including grief, parenting, health and wellness, and relationships. Join us and explore a number of changing perspectives. We are your hosts, Jenny and Josh Brennan. Hi, Jenny.
Hi there.
So, welcome everybody to our very first episode of the Changing Perspectives Podcast. This episode is really meant to be sort of an intro where you can learn a little bit about us, the inspiration for the podcast, the inspiration for the show itself. And let's say you fell into listening to us a few episodes in, you'd like to find out who these folks are talking to you, you can go ahead and play this episode and find out.
Absolutely. I think we probably should start with telling people who we are.
That's probably a good idea.
Right. I will start. Okay. I am Jenny Brennan. I am a licensed independent clinical social worker in Massachusetts. And the origin of this podcast, I guess, goes way back to a blog that I started 3 or 4 years ago, covering the same number of topics. You will see as you get to know us that I'm very much passionate about grief, which may be a weird thing to be passionate about for some people, but it is what I'm passionate about. And I started writing a blog about topics that would come up with my clients, that would come up with my students, and that would come up in my personal life. And people actually read that blog. And now it's 2019, and someone told me over the weekend that podcasts are the new blogs. So I am leaning out of my comfort zone and exploring the podcast territory, using my expertise as a clinical social worker and an educator. So that's me.
That's you.
In a nutshell.
That was a good start.
Thanks.
It is. I would say as your husband, so I guess we can let that out of the bag.
Oh, right. We right. didn't say that.
As your husband, I can say that that was actually a great description of who you are.
Thanks.
Right, and the inspiration for the podcast. So I'm Josh. I'm Jenny's husband. And a little bit more about our relationship, I guess we'll talk about in a few minutes. But currently, I am a certified tissue banking specialist and a healthcare professional in the field of organ and tissue donation. I actually do a little bit of work with grief and loss and end-of-life care as well as a donation professional, donation specialist. I am in a leadership role. I've been in the organization that I'm currently at for about 11 years. Before that, I was an EMS. I was a dispatch supervisor, 911 operator, and I also used to work for the Red Cross as well. So I've had a little bit of a career change. I didn't start in this sort of realm. I started a little differently, which we'll talk about soon. But my sort of areas of interest are about adult learning, leadership, as well as you know, the field of organ and tissue donation and the importance of letting the public know all about this field and sort of dispelling some myths and thoughts about organ and tissue donation that aren't correct. But my role here in this podcast, I guess, is a little bit of the producer part of it. I'm a big fan of podcasts. I have a little bit of experience in recording and production from my music background, which I guess we'll talk about in a minute. That's what I used to do a long time ago. So do you want to dive into the history?
Yeah. Our history goes way back.
Way back.
How many years?
Well, 1994.
So 25.
Coming up in 25 years.
Yeah. So 25. So Josh and I are high school sweethearts, and yep. This is the part where people go, aw, or they're like, oh.
What?
But we did meet in high school. I was a year ahead.
But you're only 4 months older than me.
Well, I wasn't going to share this, but I am now. Josh got held back in kindergarten because he wasn't socially ready to move on.
I don't know about that.
Maybe anyways, that's true. We met in high school. And I think that this story is important to tell because neither of us today are where we thought we would be.
Absolutely.
In terms of our professions. Neither of us in high school thought, like, oh, I definitely want to be doing a podcast about grief and death and loss and heavy stuff like that. Neither of us thought that. And I think as we were talking about the podcast, it became important for us to show people the sort of journey of our professional lives to see where we're getting our knowledge and our information and our passion from. So, but it does go all the way back to high school. High school band, that's where we met.
Yes.
And drama club.
There's the music connection.
But at that time, I was interested in education. Like preschool education. So I was working in a public school system in a preschool classroom for children who were on the autism spectrum, and thought that that might be what I would like to do long term. Josh, meanwhile, was, I think you were all in with music.
I was all in with music. I'm a very strong music and theater background. Started doing theater when I was really little, I think 5 is the story my mom tells. And music and theater were very, a very large factor in my life, big part of my life growing up, and including high school. So when we met in high school, Jenny said we met in band. I was actually learning my second instrument when we met. My primary instrument was something else. And we did theater together, music together, band, started dating. And that for me was pretty much what I did through freshman year in college, if beyond that, first couple of years of college. But I will say, for me, and this is something, a thread that is pretty strong throughout my professional career, was teaching. Teaching and sharing knowledge, being an instructor, being an educator, that was something that was always there for me. I started teaching private music lessons when I was a freshman in high school, and I continued doing some sort of teaching and education all throughout. And that was a big part of what I enjoyed about music, was actually teaching others how to play music.
Yeah, it's interesting, actually, now that you're saying that, I'm realizing it was the same for me as well. You know, it started out with preschool education and then really became sort of parental education moving on up through. I did have a stint where I taught middle schoolers, sixth graders math. And now up
still,
to the college level.
I'm still
level.
Not quite sure how you survived that. You're here today.
But I think in college is where things really started to shift for us. And I think probably it stems initially from our time on semester at sea, which was a semester where we lived at sea. So it was a study abroad program. I wanted to study abroad, couldn't decide a particular country, just couldn't make a choice. And a colleague from school had just returned from a semester at sea, and I thought, that's fantastic. I don't have to choose one country. I can go to 10. Perfect. Sign me up. And Josh, who went to a different college than I did, was really kind of interested once I told him about the program. So he also applied. So we did that program together, which actually was quite amazing. And we made some really incredible friends, but literally got to see the world and really got to see how other countries experience life, death, and everything in between. And I think that that kind of put us on a different path. Shortly after we got back, September 11th happened.
Right.
And I think that also really put us on a different path, you in particular, because that really is where things started to shift for you.
It really was a big turning point for me. We were living in Boston. And I, you know, as most everybody lived through that day, you remember exactly where you were and exactly what happened, you know, where you headed after you found out, etc. And it really inspired me to get involved. I was at a point where I needed to find a new job, a new part-time job. I was in college full-time, but I started looking into a part-time job for organizations that helped people, nonprofits, and I found a job at the Red Cross and became a CPR instructor. So there's the teacher part again for me. My job at the Red Cross, I became a CPR first aid, AED, actually pet first aid, choke saver, all of the courses that Red Cross teaches. I went through a pretty extensive training period and became a teacher for the Red Cross. And that's what sort of started what would eventually lead to my current role in healthcare. But that was my first foray into healthcare, into EMS, emergency services. And it was because of how I felt about 9/11.
Yeah. Around that same time, shortly after that, I think 4 months after September 11th, we got married.
Yes.
Right? My dates are correct.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yep. September then to January.
Yeah. We got married, and I had been working as an early intervention specialist in the Boston area. So I was doing home-based services for families with children under the age of 3 who either were at risk for some delays or had some developmental delays, and pretty quickly realized that I wanted to go on and pursue advanced education. So I had applied to a number of master's degrees and ultimately selected social work because I felt like that was going to give me the most sort of options, sort of like semester at sea. It let me go to 10 different countries instead of choosing just one. Social work allowed me to really work in any area of the field, ultimately, that I wanted to work in. And the program I settled on was a program in Colorado. So we got married mid-January, went on our honeymoon, came home, packed up our rental van, which then broke down. So we repacked a new rental van, mm-hmm. watched the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And then moved the next day, drove cross country with our one cat to Colorado.
Can I just, why did you just like gloss over the start of a dynasty? We are Patriots fans. This is Patriots Nation. You have to give a shout out to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And that was the start of the dynasty, Los Angeles Rams.
This is where people...
St. Louis Rams, actually.
This is where people will close down our podcast because there are a lot of people that do not like Patriots.
Anti-Patriots, right.
Yes, so that was deliberate on my part to not go into that. So we moved out to Colorado, and I started my graduate program. I worked full-time while going to school full-time, which I highly advise against at this point. But I continued working in the developmental disabilities field, still did early intervention work, but also worked with folks all the way up to age 21. And then eventually also started working with open adoption out in Colorado, did some work in emergency room medicine and child abuse and neglect at a children's hospital out there. And during that time, Josh, you were like fully immersed in the medical field, emergency medical.
Right. I just, real quick, I want to touch on, I just remembered your experience in the children's ER in Denver was our first experience with donation, right?
Yes. Yes, actually. Out of the two of us, I was the first
you
one
were
to
first.
Go through. I was the first one to go through a organ donation.
The Donor Alliance out of Denver.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was certified to approach families on that. So I worked in their emergency room and then also in their PICU, their pediatric intensive care unit. And at that time, thought that that's what I wanted to do full time until I did that work and realized I did not want to do that work full time.
That's tough.
But still taught me how much that work really meant, how important that work really was. So even though I don't want to do that particular piece in the hospital every day, I still think that's a piece that I can provide support around.
So, and you know, exactly. And you had just alluded to, I was fully immersed in EMS.
Right.
In college, I just wanted to mention real quick how important teaching and leading folks through education is sort of, again, something that has always been part of my professional career. One of my most favorite positions in my history was working for Starbucks. I'm a Starbucks barista. I got a job part-time in college when we were in Boston at Starbucks. Really fell in love with the whole food service, retail service, crafting beverages for people. I'm a big coffee lover, and just love Starbucks. But I became a supervisor and a trainer at Starbucks. I thoroughly enjoyed that. And then I was able to transition to another store in Denver when we moved there, and continued to become a trainer and a supervisor at Starbucks. But as Jenny had said, I looked for jobs at the Red Cross and an EMS, and I found a dispatch position, 911 dispatch, out of an organization, a private ambulance service in Denver, and really, really began falling in love with the field of emergency medicine. I quickly became a trainer once I was competent enough in the field, and then I became a quality reviewer, so I was certified to review recorded 911 calls and provide feedback to people, and then became a supervisor as well at the EMS service in Colorado. Again, the same sort of thread of learning, education, training, leading people, getting up in front of people. I like getting up in front of people, and I think that comes from my theater background, honestly. I'm very comfortable in front of an audience. I'm comfortable sharing information, showcasing information, and having a dialogue. That's extremely important for me. It's really important to have a discussion about the topic I'm discussing with folks, and sharing information, but learning at the same time, just a back and forth. That's really important to me.
You're also very long-winded.
I am long-winded. You look like you're going to have something to say. But anyway, that was my EMS experience in Colorado.
Yes.
Which brings us to the same... I don't think you talked about adoption yet, though.
I did. You just weren't listening.
Oh.
Yeah. We do have a little outline that apparently Josh is very stuck to. So here's something I don't know that Josh knows about me, but when I teach, I don't really use an outline. I just wing it. I prepare, but then I just speak about what I know.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I might be more outline focused.
Yeah. That's so... So in Colorado, I think, explored our careers and explored our sort of professional passions. We also grew our family, and added on some animals. Yes. So when we moved back to Massachusetts from Colorado, our ride out to Colorado, we had one cat. Our ride back from Colorado, what did we have? We had two cats and two dogs.
Yes.
We had two cats, two dogs, and the both of us in our Jeep Grand Cherokee. Mm-hmm. That was quite a ride.
And luggage.
Mm-hmm. Our stuff. But we moved back to Massachusetts after my graduate programming was done, because our families are back here. Mm-hmm. So we came back here, and I then sort of fell back into adoption, focused on international adoption out here. And that was when I started working with middle school students and their families in a sort of enrichment program for inner city middle schoolers. And Josh, you actually transitioned from the company you were working at out in Colorado to a Massachusetts location, right?
Eventually. There was about 9 months where I did something different, which I would like to bring up real quick, because Jenny and I, this is not the first time we have connected professionally in the same sort of realm. We worked for the same nonprofit education company organization. While we were in college in Boston, called Jumpstart for Young Children. Just a shout out to them. It's a great organization. They're still doing their thing and helping a lot of kids. It's basically a nonprofit preschool education organization focused on enrichment and developing reading skills and learning skills. And they work with a lot of the preschools in the inner city, the Head Starts across the country. So Jenny and I completed a year of service, right? Is that a year of service with that organization? And I actually went back to that organization in my transition year from Colorado to Massachusetts before I went back to EMS. So just a shout out to them, a great organization. And you and I had a lot of great experiences working for them.
Right, that's right.
But yes, I went back to EMS. I had a yearning to be back in healthcare. I actively looked for another job in emergency medicine, and actually was able to transition to the same private ambulance service based in Massachusetts. And I was there for, a total of about 6 years in EMS between Colorado and Massachusetts. And again, I was very interested in teaching and getting up in front of folks and being an instructor for them.
And I really then started focusing more heavily on early intervention and teaching. So I became a lead trainer for the state for early intervention workers. And this was all at the same time that we actually were building our family with human children as well. We do have two boys, and we'll draw from those experiences in our podcast and may even have them on here. In fact, our youngest is officially a production assistant for this podcast.
He might want to be called the associate producer. It's a little bit like a Dwight Schrute situation.
I was assistant just going to call him the manager. Assistant too. Yeah. Yes.
I think we maybe refer to him as a PA, but I think he actually is the associate producer according to him. His name is Jacob.
So I was doing training, and actually when I was pregnant with Jacob, I got laid off, and got a great taste of, some discrimination against pregnant women, and had a few job offers, you know, solid job offers. And then when they saw I was pregnant, mysteriously, those job offers kind of fell apart. And it all actually worked out for the best, because that is what really pushed me into teaching at the college level, which is something I'm very passionate about today. Because at that point you're laid off, you're pregnant, and you are trying just anywhere. And so I really reached outside my comfort zone and applied for some college teaching jobs and got some, and have been teaching ever since. So Jacob is 10. So I've been teaching at the college level for over 10 years, because I started when I was pregnant with him. And so that has been a consistent part of my professional career since that time.
I can't believe it's been 10 years.
I know. Yeah. So teaching initially at the bachelor level in a human services program, and then also also at the bachelor's level, but for funeral service students. So students who were interested in working in the funeral industry, I was teaching all of their grief and bereavement courses. And also now at the master's level, teaching social work students. So that has remained consistent for me. So I do a little bit of teaching on the side, and also continue my clinical work. So my clinical work in early intervention then sort of spawned on to starting to work more heavily in the adoption field. And then from there, really branched out into egg donation and surrogacy, and really helped me to gain a lot of experience around grief and loss related to pregnancy and related to infertility. And that is a big part of my practice today, is working with couples and individuals who are struggling with infertility or who have experienced pregnancy loss. And that's another sort of grief and loss issue that we'll talk about, I think, probably a lot on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I guess for me, right about the time Jacob was born, actually, I think that was year one for me in donation. I had transitioned out of EMS and started my career, which I absolutely love and adore, in the field of organ and tissue donation. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I had very little experience with the field of donation. As we said earlier, Jenny was the only one of us that had a little bit of experience there, and became a family services or family specialist and tissue coordinator through the local OPO here in New England. OPO stands for Organ Procurement Organization. So we'll talk a lot about that through our show. We're going to talk about organ tissue donation in general, how it ties into end-of-life decisions, end-of-life care, and the topic of grief. But again, just fell in love with the field. I became a certified tissue banking specialist and started, again, bringing in those elements of teaching, leadership, presenting. I became a published abstract article author through a national organization, and I get regularly invited to different workshops and webinars. I thoroughly enjoy the field, like I said, and yeah, that's what I'm doing currently.
So Josh, I think, as he said earlier in this podcast, has shared that he loves podcasts. And in fact, it has been something that is a bit of a running joke in our family with everybody that lives in our house and people that know us, is that Josh will often come home from his commute and tell me all about a podcast he's listened to. And I have rolled my eyes and just not been interested, because truth be told, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. It's changing as I've started to sort of be open to this idea about podcasting, but I like to just listen to music in my car or like mindless talk radio. So that's sort of a little secret. I know I'm a social worker, so I should be listening to political stuff all day, every day, but I don't.
That's part of your self-care, right?
That is part of my self-care, yes. So as he's helped me to become appreciative of podcasts, this is something he sort of suggested not too long ago, and everybody that he said it to thought it was a great idea. And it took me a little while to come around.
I was going to say, except for you at first.
Except for me. I was very resistant. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that what I am about is about encouraging people to really change their perspectives. And actually, a client said this to me yesterday in session. They said, they said something, I reflected back, and they said, thank you for saying that. I love when you give me a different perspective. And that is, I feel like, very timely, because I think it's so important to really have opportunities to stop, kind of hit pause on our life, and really consider how we're looking at things. So it's important to have sort of a medium, an outlet to have those discussions.
Absolutely.
I will continue to blog. I will continue to write about it because I do like writing, but I also think it's worth having a place to talk about those things as well. So our intent is to be a resource, whether it's just something you want to learn about, whether you want to learn about a topic like tissue and organ donation, or you want to learn about a topic like pet loss, or you want to learn how to help children deal with grief, or you want to think about a different way to look at some topic. Hopefully this can be a resource for you. So that's our intent with this moving forward. We have a pretty long list of suggested topics that we'd like to cover at some point, but we're certainly open to ideas too. So we'd love to really engage with you in whatever way is meaningful for you, whether that's via our Facebook page or Instagram page or over email. If there's topics you'd love for us to talk about, or things that you feel like you just don't understand and you'd like to really have some insight into, drop us a line and let us know so that we can explore that with you. Again, I think every podcast issue, episode, they're called episodes, right?
Episodes.
Every podcast episode will be much more structured than today's. Today's was just intended to give you an idea of who we are, where we've come from, what has sort of led us to this place where we're really passionate about grief and loss and death and things like that.
And how those things affect our daily lives, our children, our relationships.
Right. So I think that's all the stuff I wanted to cover about myself.
I think that pretty much covers it for me too. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't think so.
I'm just super excited that we're doing this. I'm excited to share all these topics with everybody. And just to reiterate what Jenny said, I think that as much content and ideas we can get from the listeners would be great, and we'd love to have your input to inform a lot of what we do.
Just to give a little teaser of some of our list, pet loss. Let's see. Oh, talking to children about death and grief and loss, and then we're also going to do some couple stuff. You know, kind of relationship tips. Things like that. Certainly, we'll also cover, for sure, hospice. I didn't talk about that.
You didn't talk about
hospice. I didn't talk about that, but I did do about 4 years working in the hospice field, so actually being with folks at the end of life there. So we'll talk about hospice. We'll talk specifically about organ and tissue donation. We'll talk about, specific things that come up sort of in culture, pop culture too. You know, if there's a news event that may be related to grief or loss, we might tackle that topic as well. We might also talk about youth sports, since we have two children that
didn't even go down that route.
That's on my list here. All sorts of things.
All sorts of things. And it's really meant to be an eclectic audio blog, right? Taking the great work Jenny has done on her Changing Perspectives blog and putting that into this format where we have a discussion, share some of our experiences, talk a little bit about our expertise in these areas, but also sort of learn with you. I know that every time I talk to Jenny about something mental health related or clinically related, I learn something new. And I think I try to teach her as much as I can about my field. So talking together, learning from each other, exploring these topics, and anything else that you're interested in. And folks, again, please let us know. Reach out to us.
Yeah. And thank you for listening today. Yes. If you made it through us stumbling through our history, thank you.
You did. And as I tried to stick to the outline and Jenny was more fluid. Jenny, you did. I think you did better than I did today, but that's okay.
I forgot a huge part of my professional history, though, which is hospice.
It'll come up. So that is going to do it for today. Thank you so much for listening to our first episode. And again, to learn more about the inspiration for this show, you can head on over to changingperspectivesblog.com. We have lots of different social media outlets to share with you. That's the first one, changingperspectivesblog.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at Changing Perspectives Podcast and on Instagram at Changing Perspectives Blog. Or you can even send us an email at changingpodcast@gmail.com. Go ahead and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And we'll see you next time, right? Say bye.
Bye.
All right. The Changing Perspectives Podcast is produced, recorded, and edited by Dizzy Bird Studios, Whitman, Massachusetts. Visit Dizzy Bird Studios on Facebook, facebook.com/DizzyBirdStudios.